the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Chris Ronchi and Brad Thompson. I'm Anthony Stalter. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're joined by John Clayton. John, always a pleasure to chat with you, my friend. All right, join a side of a bet here. I bet my co-host BT here that Nick Chubb will have more rushing yards than Derrick Henry this year. Which side do you want?
I might go that way, yeah, because I think that you can see that now there's a better play caller in Kevin Stefanski out there. I think he's going to incorporate even a little bit of the 49er offense and all that, where Henry's been up and down. He had the real good year last year, and then he knows he's out at the end of the year, and he was bad the year before that. So, and what you worry about with Henry, because he's had this tendency in the past, how's he training this off season? Because 2 years ago he said he was in perfect shape, and he wasn't. He was out of shape. And Chubb, you look at him, and he's in good shape. But the only thing that might change that is the fact you still have Kareem Hunt on the team, and that could take some carries away from Chubb. But right now, I'd take Chubb over Henry.
John, just running backs in general. So I think about this offseason, the way that it's going. Teams can't get together. They don't have their organized activities. Training camp, even though it's scheduled to start on time, everything is going to be different. Do you believe that teams that have strong running games in general, will those teams be at an advantage early on?
I would think so, yeah, because, again, you need that balance, because the one thing you can say is, sure, it's going to take time for the offensive line to get together and get the successful run blocking, but also, how are they going to be on pass defense? And, of course, when you have a league that has, like, 16 young quarterbacks with 3 years or less experience, that's, you're going to have a lot that's going on there. But, yeah, I mean, there's two trends that you can see in the league this year, as far as offense. Number one is more teams are copying the Kyle Shanahan running offense, which, of course, you can say that's Sean McVay's running offense. But, again, McVay learned it from Kyle Shanahan, and Kyle learned it from Mike Shanahan. But, I mean, Philadelphia, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, they're going to be the teams that are going to be doing that, and I think you can see Cleveland doing it more and more. The other trend is a little bit more use of the two tight end offense, and the reason for that is, not that it was a bad tight end draft this year, but there's been good tight ends that have come in, and you've seen the success of George Kittle, and you've seen the success of the other tight ends. Like, that Tampa Bay is going to be a two tight end offense, San Francisco, the Rams, Seattle's going to use a little bit more two tight end, and what that does, particularly if you're going to be a running team, it really makes it less predictable what the play is going to be, because if you're three receivers in a shotgun formation, I mean, you figure there's a better than not chance you're going to be passing the ball. But now, if you have two tight ends, the safety has to decide if he wants to come up to stop the run, but now you have bigger bodies going into pass coverage if you're passing the ball, and you have better run blocking.
Can't recall who it was, but somebody in the football world yesterday said that the NFL will do anything it can to protect the regular season, even if that meant eliminating workouts or preseason games or anything like that. How do you think that's even really, truly possible they would do that, where they'd say, if it keeps us from spreading the virus, we'll go ahead and cancel preseason games in order to make this season happen?
Yeah, because they're in the process of doing that right now. The fact that they took away the Hall of Fame game, which that was the most predictable thing that you can see, and then now they're likely going to go down to two preseason games. But I still wonder about that, because, sure, what you'd like to be able to do is be able to have a dry run, with a home game and a road game. But then the problem is, you've got 90 players. How are you going to be able to fit them into a visiting locker room with the 6-foot rule? That could be a problem. And of course, I think the regular season right now is more important than the preseason. And so I definitely follow what you're saying, and I think that could be the case. And they'll do everything, because, again, because you've seen how the NFL has operated, and say what you want, it's been successful. Most people thought they should delay the start of free agency. They didn't, and had they done it, it would have been a disaster, because then the doctors wouldn't allow any physicals. At least for 2 weeks, you're able to get some physicals and deals done, and you had 169 guys moving in free agency. Then they said, delay the draft. Well, the draft came off smooth. Right now, start the preseason, start the regular season, and then if there's problems, you make the adjustments then.
John Clayton of 710 ESPN in Seattle joins us right now on the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. John, we ask you this every week, but you do have a good barometer of what's going on in Seattle when it comes to whether or not fans could be allowed in. I just assume that there's not going to be any fans this year in NFL stadiums, but what's the latest in Seattle, and what can you share about the rest of the league when it comes to even having fans in certain stadiums, but not
others? Yeah. There's going to be fans in certain stadiums. I mean, I think you can see there's going to be fans most likely in Pittsburgh. You know, right now, the Lions are trying to talk the governor, who said there's not going to be fans in the stands, into doing something. You know, I think Green Bay can have some fans in the stands. We're not talking about a lot, but I think, you know, there's going to be certain areas. Now, again, I think the New York Giants have already notified their season ticket holders there's not going to be fans in the stands, so I'm sure that's going to carry over to the Jets. We'll see about the Patriots, but, you know, I still think there's going to be a trickle of fans. Now, we know what's going on in the disaster known as the state of Texas. You know, state of Texas said that, you can have 50% capacity as far as all these football games. And right now, you know, they had to close all the bars because, you know, they've got a big 15 to 18% positive testing rate there. And so that's an absolute disaster. And they're running out of hospital space. So you wonder if that's going to carry through. And then, you know, what's going to happen in Florida? Because in Florida, I mean, they're closing down the bars at Tampa, and they've got a 25% rate of positive tests in Miami. And so that's an absolute disaster waiting to happen. So I don't know what's going to go on there.
Hey, is there any worry at all? And it's certainly not nowhere near a worry of like the public health crisis that we're in currently, but just having fans in some places and not others. Do you think that there would be enough people to make it any sort of a competitive advantage at all, John?
I think that's something that they've got to watch because, because normally it's a 3-point advantage for home field. If you have a good home field crowd, it's 4 or 5 if you have a great home field crowd. But, you know, I don't know if 25% capacity is going to really make that much of a difference. You know, because again, it's like, that's not a big amount of fans to be in there. And I'd be stunned if it's going to be more than 25% because you're spacing out 6 feet on just about everything. But sure, it gives a little bit of an advantage if you have fans in there because players like to play for the fans, and the home team likes to get a little bit of noise. Now, again, they're going to pipe in some noise and try to do it that way, but there could be a little bit of an advantage. But again, the big thing is safety. Because, again, you think about the idea of fans in the stands, there's so much more that has to go in. You have to have ticket takers. You may have to have concessions or not have concessions. You have to have people getting people to the seats, all those different things. You have to have people monitoring it. That's a lot of people that are going to, you know, possibly make contact and, you know, pass the virus.
Well, the league is also going to ask its players to abide by protocols, and you got a lot of players, as you've mentioned, on each team. You're talking like 2,000 players around the league. So how are you going to make sure, or what are the odds, do you think, that the players adhere to whatever protocols they're being told they need to?
Well, I think it comes down to not necessarily what you do at the facility. I think you're fine there, but I think what you do at night, that's going to be where the problem is, and that's what we saw in Tampa, Houston, Dallas, you know, Phoenix, all these different places. Because, you know, if you're going out and, you know, partying and doing those different things in crowded places without a mask and no 6-foot rule, you can see the problems that can develop there, and you bring it back. I mean, here's the scary stat that I think. Now, we saw that the NBA tested 302 players, and 16 came back with positive tests. That's a 5% rate. That's, I mean, again, it's not good to have 5%, but it's still, that's 5% good. But think about with over 3,000 NFL players, if you put that in, you're going to have 150 players, roughly, that are going to test positive, and, you know, that might be a fair number. Because, again, you already know players that are already testing positive and all that stuff. But I think that the thing that's going to be staggering is that you're going to see that many players test positive. But, again, if the percentages are okay, then it's not going to be as bad.
John, great stuff as always. Have a good weekend. Be healthy. Be safe. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, that's John Clayton here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. I still struggle with the notion of fans being allowed in certain stadiums but not others, guys.
I do, too. I think it's a really, the competitive imbalance, I think, is a thing. Like, even if it's a few people, even if it's 20%, I feel like that's a little bit of something. I don't know why the league would want that, you know, just optics in general.
Well, the only way is money. right? I mean, that's really all they care about. All of this, all of us trying to get this season going in any sport is about money. It's really that simple. So if they feel like they can find a way to do it, even if it creates a competitive imbalance, they're going to do it.
That's Chris Ronji, Brad Thompson, Anthony Stalter. It's the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Biggest questions for the Cardinals coming out of the pandemic. That's next on 101 ESPN.